as a part of Black History Month and our continued celebration of the freedom fighters and the faith fighters, the freedom builders and the faith builders who are among us. We recognize the immeasurable power of God through the Honorable Ketanji Brown Jackson, who at that time had been nominated by President Joe Biden to serve as the next justice to the Supreme Court.
Praise the Lord.
That I shared on that Sunday, that based on my study of her, that her academic and professional acumen was simply stellar. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said that on Sunday, and I repeat it now, that I'm so thankful to President Biden who had the courage, the audacity of hope.
Amen.
Thank you, President Barack Obama. The audacity of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. To nominate then Judge Jackson, who is without question, and you can do the study yourself, she is without question one of the most qualified lawyers, judges to ever be considered to rise.
Amen.
In the highest court of the United States. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And on that Sunday, February the 27th, I asked this body to lift up Judge Jackson and her family in our prayers, because she was then, as she is now to me, a reminder. Hallelujah. Even more. She is a reminder to us now that in this moment of transition, transformation, and transfer, that greater is God. Hallelujah. Talking to my young people on the line. Greater is God. That is in us than he.
Yes,
hallelujah. That is in the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, family, we were talking about that on February 27th, and I am so thankful this morning that the Father has answered our prayers again, and the immeasurable power of God has moved Judge Jackson to Justice Jackson.
Amen.
He's moved her from affirmation to nomination, and now confirmation. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We didn't see it as clearly last week as we do this Palm Sunday, but for Justice, and you don't call a judge anymore, you call a justice now. Jackson stayed on the line.
Thank the Lord.
Against difficult odds and difficult people, she stayed on the line. Hallelujah. I'm still preaching off this. Dr. Reverend Glenda, she stayed on the line.
Amen.
Against unloving and ignorant senators,
she stayed on the line.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know that among us on this call this morning, hallelujah, there are women of faith, and there are also men of faith who the Father is transitioning even now on this Palm Sunday from his affirmation to a higher call and confirmation. You're going to another level, hallelujah, another level of honor, to another level of glory, hallelujah. So sisters, let's stay on the line. Brothers, hallelujah, just stay on the line.
Amen.
I'm still feasting, and so I don't really have a subject for you this morning, but if I had a theme, it would be Stay on the Line Part 2. Stay on the Line Part 2. in Psalm 27, David penned this in verses 13 and 14. He said, I had fainted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I had fainted unless I had to see the goodness of the Lord.
That's right.
To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the United States.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
What a mighty
word we heard from Reverend Glenda last week, and on this week. I've been just trying to get past the parking lot ministry. I'm going to Publix, and I'm almost out of the parking lot, and like Reverend Glenda, I can't get into the parking lot. I can't get out of the parking lot because the parking lot is no longer the same now, Reverend Glenda. Hallelujah. And I get a text, and I get a call, I get an email, I get another reminder, hallelujah,
just
stay on the line. That's why we who have breath can praise the Lord, because he has made us to hear joy and gladness. And that's why we can cry out, Hosanna, hallelujah,
Hosanna,
on this Palm Sunday. Sometimes I'm physically sitting in my office, and I'm in other legal environments. I'm riding back and forth this past week from Tallahassee to the Pontiac Springs, and in the throes of preparing witnesses for their depositions, and in a room with no windows, having a mask on for 2 days, and I find myself caught in the middle between work, hallelujah, and worship. I don't know if anybody feels like that this week, but you're being caught up in the middle between work and the worship, and the word comes. Stay on the line. Just stay on the line. Pray to contain this victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the spirit of Jeremiah. The word has been like fire. Like fire shut up
fire.
In my home. Hallelujah.
Thank
so
the
family.
Lord.
The parking lot ministry has followed me.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking lot will never be the same again. Because every time I see one or I go to park, I can hear the words. Just say, stay on the line. Stay on the line.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Family.
Thank you,
family,
Jesus.
As I'm reflecting on our glorious time in the Lord last week.
Thank you, Jesus.
We didn't even have to see each other, but we could still have a glorious time in the Lord on the phone. Hallelujah. In service and out of service and then after service. And it reminded me that the power of God, because we are the living church. Thank you, Dr. Deborah. We are the living church, serving the living God. And the power of God is such that we don't need any bell and whistle. The power of God don't necessarily need the so-called praise and worship team. We don't need the A and B selection. The power of God don't need the Hammond organ, because they that worship the Father,
yes, sir,
the Holy Ghost, they that worship the Father, must worship Him in spirit. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Hallelujah.
That's
the
move
of God don't need no extra. Hallelujah. It just needs a willing mind and a willing vessel. I wish I just had somebody here to can praise Him.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
How He's
thank
moved.
You, Jesus.
The move
thank
of
you,
God,
Jesus.
The presence of God, is already embedded. It's already part of your DNA. All of those who are connected to Him, as you were, if you will, driving in to service this morning. As
my
you
Lord.
Begin, hallelujah, to dial in the phone number, hallelujah, before you got to the conference call, before you got to the church building, before you got on the line, the true worshipers of God. Hallelujah, I ain't talking about Christians now. I'm talking about those who are Christ-like, the true worshipers of God, of those who are living in spirit and in truth, and they can declare that they stayed on the line. Hallelujah, while you're on the line, while you're listening and you're on the line, you experience, like I have experienced,
my
a
Lord.
Transformation called faith.
Faith
that comes by hearing.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
And the hearing that comes by the word of God. And
thank
then the question
Jesus.
Hits me, Dr. Glenda, the question helped me, and the question came like this, it says, why do we stay on the line?
All right.
Why do we stay on the line? Well, we stay on the line because we are in the OIL. We stay on the line because we are in the OIL, oil, if you will, It may connect with you in different ways as I go on, but we are in the OIL. Well, what is the OIL? Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, the scripture proclaims that, and God said. Now, we have the question about what came first, the chicken or the egg, because we know what came first before it was even first was God. And so, and God said, let us make mankind. In our image, after our likeness. That's the OIL, that's the all, our image and our likeness. And it goes on to read, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creep upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female. Created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. I just want to remind you, as you're worshiping in the spirit of Hosanna, that God created you in the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are not being conformed to the things of this world, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds to become Christ-like. Image is our capacity to be God-like. That's what image is. But likeness is different. Likeness is actually being God-like. There's a difference.
My, preach,
to be like him, but likeness is actually being what he has called us to be. When the word becomes flesh and manifest in our whole lives. Family, I am convinced this morning that our issue, and I just say this for those who are part of the body of Christ, our issues this morning have nothing to do with image, because we already have the DNA of God. So the issue is not our capacity to be God, Lord, because we have stayed on the line.
Amen.
But the real issue is facing us this morning is whether are we being God-like? How much are we like Christ? How much are we identifying and affiliating with him as Christ? It doesn't bother me if you don't affiliate with a church per se, but do you affiliate with the body of Christ and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? While we are on the line, God is saying to us this morning, we need to move from capacity to audacity. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We need to move from capacity to audacity. Traditionally, the word audacity is used in a way that is negative and has a connotation of being arrogant. I'm not talking about that part of the description of the word. If you go to the dictionary, you will find that the word audacity has other synonyms to include things bold, being brave, being courageous. I believe that David, a man after God's own heart, a man that serves the living God, he knew the distinction between capacity and audacity. And with that knowledge, he could write so poetically, Sister Annette, in Psalm 27, I had faith. God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I have given up. I have given in. I have given out unless I have believed to see the goodness, his grace and mercy, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord.
Be
of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait,
and take those capacity and audacity to live a life that reflects
truly operating
in the image and in the likeness of Jesus Christ. It is when we conform to the image and the likeness of Christ embrace the capacity and the audacity to do greater work, because he has gone to be with the Father, and he's ascended, sitting on the right hand even now. Is there anyone with me today that is ready
to Lord,
live
in
the audacity of Christ?
That's a good word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. President Obama, he wrote about it. He turned it the audacity of hope. We have a hope in Christ Jesus. That's why we can be audacious, because we have the audacity to be Christ-like. Hallelujah. We don't let our skin color define us and describe us and limit us, because we know that greater is he, hallelujah, that is in us than he that is in the world. And so it takes capacity and audacity to become president of the United States when you are Barack Hussein Obama.
Amen.
It takes capacity and audacity to become a justice of the United States Supreme Court when you are Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. It takes capacity and audacity to walk with boldness and courage as the sons and daughters of the Most High God by faith.
Amen.
To stay on the line. And
Amen.
At the same time, while you stand on the line, you can put out a lifeline. Hallelujah.
I believe my Lord.
You can put out a lifeline. Hallelujah. Amen. You did more than stay on the line. You have put the life on the line. I beseech you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your physical hands, but I have embraced it with my divine that now fits. I'm not talking about now circumstances. I'm not talking about now facts. I'm talking about now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Dr. Glenda, that's why I can praise him in advance for the victory unseen. That's why I can praise him in advance for the filling. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and he's already on my side. I can praise him, Dr. Deborah and Deacon Donovan, for the healing that hasn't been diagnosed right now by the doctor. I can praise him for the peace and for the prosperity to come. It ain't in my budget. It ain't in my financial accounts right now, but I can praise him for the peace and for the prosperity. I believe that Justice Jackson, hallelujah, she probably embraced it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Because the Lord probably spoke to her. I hope he did. Hallelujah. That look here. I got three more votes in your faith that you didn't know about. Hallelujah. And he's telling us the same thing, that he has things already prepared. I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I got another set of revenue streams that you didn't know about. I've got more clients and more clientele for your business that you didn't know about. Oh, my God. I wonder, hallelujah, is anybody on the line that know him as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides? In a field, hallelujah, he is still God who provides. When gas prices are going up, the food prices are going up, he is still the God who provides. When your savings and your checking account, hallelujah, have actually said that you didn't have enough. Now faith is manifesting another revenue source, another ram in the bush, if you will, to show you that he is still the God who provides. Way out there, oh, the Lord, he shall strengthen your heart. He shall strengthen your courage. He shall strengthen your faith. He shall strengthen your mind, body, and soul, and he shall strengthen you. I'm a witness this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for what was shared last week. And it had me to go off, hallelujah, down memory lane. And I'm a witness this morning that by staying on the line, during some joyful moments, just staying on the line, during some difficult days too, just staying on the line, that I came to know more fully, hallelujah, with every situation and circumstance, I came to know more fully the audacity of hope we have in Christ Jesus. I didn't know how law school was going to be paid for, but I heard him say go. So in faith, hallelujah, I prepared myself to go, even though I didn't have the money in my pocket to go. Hallelujah. I didn't have any idea that a scholarship would be provided. But he said, go. And I prepared myself to go. And then when I got to the law school, Dr. Glenda, you might be able to help me out here. I didn't know how I was going to pass criminal law. I didn't know how I was going to pass civil procedure. I didn't know how I was going to pass constitutional law. But the Lord kept strengthening me to complete the work that he committed my hands to do. And in faith, Elder Bobby, in faith, I took 2 Timothy 2:15 and I studied, hallelujah, to show myself approved, a workman that fear not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's right.
And then go on and make the grace necessary to graduate. Hallelujah. He wouldn't let me be distracted by the naysayers in this church. And he wouldn't let me be distracted by the naysayers in the classroom. In the classroom just by itself. In the classroom, there was a presence of evil. And I'm reminded of being in the class and having classmates who are positioned in seats of authority in this state and in this city. Right now, they are seated in places of authority. And these same individuals, they would challenge affirmative action as so-called reverse discrimination. And I'm reminded of how they
could eloquently debate affirmative action as being so-called reverse discrimination, and they would never, never would call out the injustices committed upon black folk or the lingering evil vestiges of human trafficking and unmerciful kidnapping and ungodly genocide. I had almost faith, hallelujah, in the classroom. I almost had faith in the library. I almost had faith in my apartment. But the word of God, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God kept driving me forward with the knowledge that the vision, hallelujah. Oh, somebody got vision this morning. The vision is yet for an appointed time. I didn't know. I graduated from law school. I didn't know if I could pass the bar.
Mama.
I didn't know I could pass the bar the second time, Dr. Glenson. After seven
Mama.
The first time. But I encouraged myself in the Lord.
Mama.
Hallelujah. In 1993. And I'm taking, hallelujah, the bar, hallelujah, a second time. Others would forsake me. Hallelujah. The word of God and the Spirit of God were there to remind me that what the Lord had promised. I ain't forgot about what I told you back in 1988, Avery. What the Lord has promised. He was able to perform, and I can hear the prophet Habakkuk declaring again this morning for the vision. The vision is yet for an appointed time.
That's right.
Not at the beginning, but at the end. Hallelujah. It shall speak. And wait for it, because it will surely come. It will surely come. It will not perish. The just, hallelujah,
shall live by faith. Amen.
If you will, say, the just shall stay on the line. So I stayed on the line. And by faith, I took the bar exam again in Black History Month, in the month of February in 1993. And guess what, y'all? Hallelujah. Because I was with the triune God. We passed, hallelujah, the bar exam. And since that time, I've been practicing grace and truth, because I understand that Moses brought in the law, but Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, Hosanna, he brought with him grace and truth. I had almost given up. I had almost thrown in the towel. I had almost tapped out. But the I am that I am, the word that was made flesh and dwelt among men. But, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost empowered me to see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, in the land of the living, in the midst, hallelujah, in the message. He gave me the message that I should leave. Hallelujah, and not die. And I proclaim that on every person that is on this call right now. You shall live and not die.
Amen.
As I close on this magnificent Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. Hosanna. On this day of sure victory. And while we wait for him to return again, the scripture is speaking to revive us and to refresh us and saying, will the Lord. To those that are in college, you might still be waiting on some more financial aid, but encourage yourself and wait. Wait, I say, the Lord. Hallelujah. For some of us on this call, we might be waiting for our children and our grandchildren to get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And that with a mighty burning fire, Dr. Glenda.
Mama.
But don't be discouraged. Wait. I say on the Lord, you might be waiting on a new job. That new career move. Hallelujah. That new business to take off. But don't quit.
Don't give in.
Hallelujah. You might be waiting on the complete manifestation of your deliverance, your healing, hallelujah, your redemption. Hang in there just a little while longer.
Wait on the Lord.
And he shall strengthen my heart. Wait out today on the Lord. And while we are waiting, And while we are waiting on God to perfect those things which concern us according to his design, timing, purpose, and we, let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in we shall reap.
Stay on the line.
Hallelujah. Dr. Glenda.